97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis, who's got our trends for today. Good morning.
Morning. I want to talk about cubes. I am fascinated with cubes, just in general, love cubes. And the Paul F. Tompkins bit about eating the gelatinous cubes came to mind when I ran across a food. Are you still a startup if you're making your product and delivering it? Are you still starting up if you're doing the thing?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well,
I mean, the folks over at like Launch, they're doing the thing.
Okay.
Many of them are. It's startup.
So there's
you
startup
can still be incubated, as it were.
Incubated. There's a startup called Square Eat. They are all like smashed up into one word. Square Eat. SquareEat.com. Go check it out because they are selling a variety of food cubes. And I ran across this on Twitter. The tweets for this are hilarious. My first one that I saw simply said, "I will not eat the cubes. You cannot make me eat the cubes." And folks are talking a lot about these different cube meals. So let's talk about cubes here on Trends.
So explain to me what this meal looks like. Like, is it just many cubes a la dipping cubes, or is it one big cube that you like cut up with a fork and knife and take little bites out of? Or
I think the one big cube is a little distasteful. It is a series of smaller cubes. Square Eat, a company based entirely around the square meals joke, which is crazy. Like,
correct.
Imagine trying to secure capital for this. Imagine getting your stuff manufactured at a factory. Imagine investing in this. Square Eat produces little cubes. Some are fish, some are chicken, some are vegetables, some are sweet potatoes. They make it in these little squares that look to be roughly about 1.5 to 2 inches diagonal, if we're measuring it like a television.
Okay.
And your full meal is roughly 400 calories and consists of 6 of the cubes. You'd have like 3 chickens, 2 sweet potatoes, and a zucchini. Here is your cube meal. And they've got, in their promotional video, they've got usage of George Foreman-style grills, which
right.
was a nice throwback for me. I kind of want to get one of those for my kitchen now, currently. I am sorely lacking that bit of nostalgia in my life. But they highlight a variety of different cube preparation methods. Having little grill marks on your future food cube sort of rubs me the wrong way, which is really getting me to the point that I'm driving at, which is someone far better at expressing themselves, figured this out on Twitter before I knew what I wanted to say, which is that these food cubes sit directly in an uncanny valley between actual food and Soylent-style nutrient slop goo.
Right.
This is an uncomfortable place where it is neither. As someone who likes meal replacement shakes as a solution to I need to consume calories right now and I need it to cost $2.50.
That is still a shake, though, when
yeah.
you do that. Like, it's a shake. You can pour it in one of those, like, fun like, soda shop glasses.
I can have a curly straw if I want.
Suck it out of a curly
yeah.
straw. Yeah, these cubes are like,
well, there's a certain level of resolve
they
when
sound
you drink
futuristic
your food.
And not in a good way.
And not in a good way.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, when I have a shake, it's very much, this is what I'm doing. I'm just going to drink this shake and move on with my day.
Exactly.
If I'm preparing food, there's a ritual to it. I can share my food with other people, be that literally or taking pictures of it for the gram. The food cube fulfills none of my requirements save for basic calorie and nutrients.
The other fun thing that I'm thinking about this is that, and I've completely lost my train of thought. I was just about to say something, and then it completely fell out of my head. Food
That's
cubes.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my contribution to the discussion on Twitter has been reaction images of Paul F. Tompkins, because as I said, I love the cube bit.
Right.
And it seems like I'm the first person that's jumped on the Tompkins train here.
I don't think the food cube bit from Paul F. Tompkins is popular enough that you can just say it and have everyone instantly know what it is.
They should know what it is, because it's the cubes. It's the gelatinous cubes.
I don't know what this is.
You don't know what? I just assume that you know every comedian everywhere. And
I mean,
all
I know
the,
Paul
fun,
Tompkins. I don't know every bit that he's ever done.
How long do I have to summarize this?
30 seconds.
He was on set with Matt Damon. They had a script reading or something along those lines, and an AD brought Matt Damon a bowl of blue gelatinous cubes that Matt Damon proceeded to eat.
Right.
And Paul F. Tompkins was stunned that no one asked any questions about why this man is eating these blue gelatinous cubes.
That's fair.
And he had a bit in his stand-up about the cubes and how Matt Damon is an alien and everyone in Hollywood knows what these cubes are. And are they going to make me eat the cubes? And it's a fun thing.
I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Probably really easy for a startup company like this to get a lot of funding for it, because this sounds like exactly the sort of thing that you would be all in on if you were like one of those doomsday preppers. And there is a weird overlap between the population of doomsday preppers and the population of Silicon Valley bajillionaires who got their money in ways that they probably shouldn't have and have way more money than they know what to do with. So I guarantee you, if you go to Silicon Valley and you say, hey, I've got food cubes, can I have $10 million? Someone's going to say yes.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.